యమునా తీరావనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరిష్ట శ్రీమద్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ హిస్ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద కి జయ. ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండరాచార్య బిబిటి ఫౌండరాచార్య సేవర్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ శిల ప్రభుపాద కి జయ. జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరిషత శ్రీమద్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ శిల ప్రభుపాద కి జయ. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృంద కి జయ. నామాచార్య శిల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి జయ. ప్రేమసికో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శయద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద కీ జయ. శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కీ జయ. బ్రజభూమి వృందావన్ ధామ కీ జయ. నవద్వీప్ మాయాపుర ధామ కీ జయ. పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ కీ జయ. గంగమయ యమునమయ కీ జయ. భక్తిదేవి తులసి మహారాణి కీ జయ. సామవేద గౌర భక్త వృంద కీ జయ. పదిత పావన హరినాం సంకీర్తన్ కీ జయ. శిశి రుక్మిణి ద్వారకాధీష్ కీ జయ. శిశి రుక్మిణి ద్వారకానాథ్ కీ జయ. శిశి జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ్ సుభద్రా మహారాణి కీ జయ. శిశి గోర్నితాయ్ కీ జయ. శీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ. శీల ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కీ జయ. నితాయ్ గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబల్ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబల్ డివోటీస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబల్ డివోటీస్. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో చాప్టర్ 13 టెక్స్ట్ 12. కెంటో 3 చాప్టర్ 13 టెక్స్ట్ 12. పరం శుశ్రూషణం మహ్యం స్యాత్ ప్రజయా రక్షయా నృప భగవాంస్తే ప్రజా భర్తుర్ ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति परं शुश्रूषणं मह्यं स्यात् प्रजा रक्षया नृप भगवांस्ते प्रजा भर्तुर् ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति परं शुश्रूषणं मह्यं स्यात् प्रजा रक्षया नृप भगवांस्ते प्रजा भर्तुर् ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति परं शुश्रूषणं मह्यं प्रजा रक्षया नृप भगवांस्ते प्रजा भर्तुर् ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति परं शुश्रूषणं मह्यं स्यात् प्रजा रक्षया नृप भगवांस्ते प्रजा भर्तुर् ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति परं शुश्रूषणं मह्यं स्यात् प्रजा रक्षया नृप भगवांस्ते प्रजा भर्तुर् ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति परं शुश्रूषणं मह्यं स्यात् प्रजा रक्षया नृप भगवांस्ते प्रजा भर्तुर् ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति वैष्णवीस् परं शुश्रूषणं मह्यं स्यात् प्रजा रक्षया नृप भगवांस्ते प्रजा भर्तुर् ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति परं शुश्रूषणं मह्यं स्यात् प्रजा रक्षया नृप भगवांस्ते प्रजा भर्तुर् ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति परं शुश्रूषणं मह्यं स्यात् प्रजा रक्षया नृप भगवांस्ते प्रजा भर्तुर् ऋषिकेशो अनुतुष्यति परं द ग्रेटेस्ट शुश्रूषणं डिवोशनल सर्विस मह्यं अंटु मी स्यात् शुड बी प्रजा द लिविंग एंटिटीज born in the material world rakshaya by serving them from being spoiled saving them from being spoiled sorry nripa o king bhagavan the personality of godhead te with you praja bhartu with the protector of the living beings Rishikesha, the Lord of the senses, Anutushyati, is satisfied. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. O King, if you can give proper protection to the living beings in the material world, that will be the best service for me. when the Supreme Lord sees you to be a good protector of the conditioned souls, certainly the master of the senses will be very pleased with you. Purport. The whole administrative system is arranged for the purpose of going back home, back to Godhead. Brahma is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Manu is the representative of Brahma. Similarly, all other kings on different planets of the universe are representative of Manu. The law book for the entire human society is Manu Samhita, which directs all activities towards the transcendental service of the Lord. Every king, therefore, must know that his responsibility in administration is not merely to extract exact taxes from the citizens, but to see personally that the citizens under him are being trained in Vishnu worship. Everyone must be educated in Vishnu worship and engaged in the devotional service of Rishikesh, the owner of the senses. The conditioned souls are meant not to satisfy their material senses, but to satisfy the senses of Rishikesh, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the purpose of the complete administrative system. One who knows this secret, as disclosed here in the version of Brahma, is the perfect administrative head. One who does not know this is a showbottle administrator. By training the citizens in the devotional service of the Lord, the head of the state can be free in his responsibility. Otherwise, he will fail in the onerous duty entrusted to him and thus be punished by the supreme authority. There is no other alternative in the discharge of administrative duty. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rukhunathanvitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupata Mahamande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna. So, I seek blessings of all devotees, so that I can speak something glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So we are here at a juncture where Brahmaji, there is of course discussion between Maitreya and Vidura going on. And in last chapter we saw that Brahma created the Kumaras, and he was kind of disrespected because they did not obey his order. And then in this chapter, when Manu was created, he was very obedient. And Brahma became very happy. And he started instructing Manu. So these instructions, they are kind of similar to those, you know. In first canto also, we see this discussion between Bhishma and Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, on how to do administration, right? So, same way, like particularly this purport and the next, even the previous actually, these are very instructive on how to do administration. So, today we will see two main points. First, how, like Prabhupada is stressing it so much, that the whole purpose of administration is to give facility for the subordinates to become pure devotees. And then the second, we'll see how as a subordinate we should approach. Like, you know, few classes back, Rupati Prabhu had nicely mentioned, we'll just, you know, elaborate further. So the, you know, Prabhupada clearly writes, the responsibility in administration is not merely to extract taxes from the citizens, but to see personally that the citizens under him are being trained in Vishnu worship. So we'll see a few examples from history and scriptures. Like classic example was that of Yudhishthir and Duryodhan. Two administrators, two different styles of administration. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was a perfect pure devotee, and he was making sure, like when they had, we know in Mahabharata that initially, Yudhishthir was supposed to be the king, but somehow, Dhritarashtra did not, give that. And then they had, they saw the influence of this Pandavas growing, so they gave this Indraprastha. Actually, it was Khandavaprastha, it was a forest. But then because, Krishna was there and Arjuna was there, that's, beautiful pastime. How they turned it into the, most beautiful place, and that came to know as, Indraprastha. So how it happened was that forest has a lot of herbs, and once one king made big sacrifice and he poured so much ghee that fire god Agni, he got indigestion. So he went to the the doctors of demigods, and they suggested him that you eat these herbs in this kind of forest. So when Agni went to eat, that forest was a residence of Takshaka, who was friend of Indra. So then he said, hey, he's burning my home. So immediately, 911 call, Indra came and started showering rain. So, he could not, do it, But when Yudhishthir was given this land to rule, Arjuna and Krishna, they said that, okay, we'll make sure that, not a single drop of rain comes. You start consuming this. Because Krishna knew that there were many, envious living entities in that forest. So when when Agni started devouring that forest, Arjuna was killing all the demons who ever came out. So one particular demon, his name was Mayadanav. He came out and he surrendered to Arjuna. And then Arjuna, because he was surrendered, he did not kill him. And those demons were getting escaped by Arjuna's arrows, Krishna was killing. So because he took shelter of devotee, Krishna also did not kill him. So this demon was very grateful. So he asked, what should I do? So he said, make a nice palace for Yudhishthir Maharaj. And this Mayadanav, being grateful, he constructed such a beautiful palace that it was even Indra's palace was being looked down by the beauty and construction. And then all the citizens from Hastinapur, they started shifting to Indraprastha. And Duryodhana was worried. He started giving all, like, you know, material facilities. He made a kind of law, nobody should go. You know, I'll give you, what you say, eat, drink, be merry. You know, I'll give all your sense gratification. But the citizens were knowing that Yudhishthir Maharaj was, he was such a amazing administrator that not only he took care of their basic needs, he also made sure that, you know, there is a facility to perform devotional service, and he encouraged that. And then later, you know, we know that when the gambling match took place and Yudhishthir Maharaj was going away, all the Brahmanas and students, they said that we'll come with you in the forest. We don't want to stay with this guy, you know, under his rule. Reason? Same, he's just taking care of externals. You know. He's not providing for the spiritual needs. And then, of course, they followed. Yudhishthir Maharaj was very, you know, pained because he could not take care of them. And then, that time, Dhaumya Muni does this sacrifice and, you know, this Akshay Patra comes, you know, Draupadi gets. So the point is, Yudhishthir Maharaj did, you know, he did enlightenment. Like, so basically, as an administrator, the main duties is to enlighten his citizens, to engage them, and to encourage them. You know, three E's. So first, you enlighten, okay, you know, yes, as it's the goal of life is not just eating, sleeping, mating, defending, but also to, you know, perform the pure devotional service to Lord Vishnu. Show it is by his own example. Then second is, so that is, you know, enlightenment. Second is engagement, you know, create facilities so that the dependents, they are able to practice devotional service. And third is encourage, you know. Whenever they do something, encourage them so that, they keep progressing in devotional service. You know. We also seen that in our life, whenever somebody encourages, we feel, you know, really nice, right? And we feel that, yes, you know, we are doing something wrong. So, the ideal administrator, you know, and it's not only applicable for kings, it can be, you know, even as a, we have temple presidents, department heads, and even like as a home in your household, you may be a father or mother, you know, you have some kids to take care. So you also have the same responsibility to make sure that we give the dependence, the facility, enlightenment, engagement, and encouragement. So this ideal administrators, they do that, and because of which the praja, or you know, the people under them, they not only remain happy but also progress towards the perfection. And then another such kind of administrator was Lord Ram. Nowadays, still now also in India, whenever there are elections, all the parties, they claim, you know, we'll bring Ram Rajya back, you know. So, of course, they don't want Lord Ram, but they want Lord Ram Raj, you know, Ram Rajya. That is another, hypocrisy. But the point is, Lord Ram's kingdom, like, you know, people had even choice whether they want to die or not. You know, it was such an amazingly taken care. Like, it was said that Lord Ram every night used to go out in disguise to see what are the problems. It was not that he just, you know, depend on his spies. And we know that pastime where one day he heard a washerman, you know, talking ill. And just to set an example, you know, you just see to what extent when Lord wants to show, so many times actually, you know, in many people, they like Ramayana, but one part they don't like is why Lord Ram banished Mother Sita, right? So again, you know, if we see the commentaries of Acharyas and read Valmiki Ramayana carefully, For Lord Ram, the duty as a king was first than duty as a husband. So therefore, he was ready to sacrifice. It was not that he was not concerned for Mother Sita, or he was not having, you know, affection for Mother Sita, but because he was in, you know, entrusted in that duty, he wanted to set a perfect example. He had to do that. So, just to make sure that nobody, takes his reference and does something wrong, Lord Ram took that, such a extreme step. So that is kind of, level of administrative responsibility here. It said that, the last sentence, right? The head of state can be, by training the citizens in the devotional service of the Lord, the head of state can be free in his responsibility. Otherwise, he will fail in the onerous duty entrusted to him. So this is an onerous duty. Lord Ram thought, okay, that washerman's wife was not at home at night, and he said, Lord Ram has taken his wife back, but I will not take. So he doubted, her character. So, and he gave reference to Lord Ram, because he was a head. So that's why, just to set an straight, example, Lord Ram did that. Another example is that of Pruthu Maharaj. Pruthu Maharaj, he... Pruthu, yes. So Pruthu Maharaj, again, he was doing this Ashwamedh Yagyas for the betterment of citizens. He did 100th Yagya. Indra got scared. And he created so much ruckus, right? We have this whole pastimes about that. But again, when Lord Brahma appeared, and he said, okay, stop 100 sacrifice, Pruthu Maharaj had all the reasons to say, why I should. Because I am not doing for myself, I am doing for citizens, right? Rather, it should be Indra that he should be, punished. But, again, he respected elders. Same theme is going on here. Manu had, in the last few verses, we see that he's very respectful to his father. And, one verse comes actually. He says that, you have without reservation surrendered yourself unto me with your heart and my instructions. So this is 9th verse, Brahma is saying to Manu, right? So same way, Pruthu Maharaj, he listened to Brahma, and what he did? He said, okay, I'll not do, I'll not do 100 sacrifice. And what happened? Lord Vishnu appeared. See? And he said, I am so pleased with you. So, this shows again that as an administrator, he sacrificed his ego, kept it aside, for the betterment of everyone. He did not want to create disharmony within the universe, right? So, like this, there are so many examples in the scriptures wherein the administrators has gone to great extent to make sure that they set a proper example and they give these three E's, enlightenment, encouragement, and engagement to their dependents. There are also examples where the king was not like that. Vena. And I used to kill, the boys when he was kid, he used to kill his friends as a fun. And then he had made a rule, if you are a thief, you will get promoted. If you are a good person, you will put in jail, He says, and then Brahmanas has to kill him, just by their hunkar. So he was a bad king, and then, everybody suffered under him. Duryodhana, again, same thing. People were, they were kind of dissuaded, from the path of righteousness because of he providing all sense gratification. Nowadays also, whole Kali Yuga, all the kings, so-called democracy in India, whenever there are elections, you see always in the news, large quantity of liquor is seized, large quantity of money is seized, Suddenly the sale of meat, it goes up exponentially, Why? Because the politicians, they just, bribe people with all kind of sense gratification so that they get their votes. And then they, whatever they have spent, the next 5 years, they try to take it back. and then the common public goes for a toss. So that's why Prabhupada called it demon crazy, right? So, and then Prabhupada is warning such leaders that they are punishable by the supreme authority, you know, if they don't take this responsibility correctly. So this is the first part wherein the responsibility as administrator, Brahma is mentioning to Manu. And he is saying, if we do this, the Supreme Lord will be very happy. And for us, you know, those who are in the receiving end, this is a nice statement. He says that, you know, Brahma is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Manu is representative of Brahma. Similarly, all other kings on different planets of the universe are representative of Manu. So same way, we all are here because of Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada has entrusted, you know, that whole management in the ISKCON should be handled by a GBC. And then GBC had, like, you know, a structure. There are zonal GBCs and regional GBCs, and, you know, whole management structure is there. And then there are temple presidents. And we all, like, you know, all under, you know, nice, you know, loving leadership of Swas Prabhu. And then there are department heads whom we deal day to day. So when I get an instruction to do some service, if I am not able to see this connection, that, oh, you know, this department head is actually connected to temple president, who is actually connected to GBC, is connected to Prabhupada, and my spiritual master has asked me to, you know, follow Srila Prabhupada, and, you know, that means I need to follow them. So if we fail to see this, then what happens? If I get instruction from one devotee, I am ready, you know, very eager to do some service. And if the same service somebody else asks, I says, I don't have time. That creates a problem. Why? We miss the connection. We miss the connection. If we are able to see the connection, then many times, you know, whenever a spiritual master comes, right, many people are very excited. You know, give us some personal instruction, right? Many times when Srila Prabhupada disciples speak, right, most frequently asked question is, what personal instruction you got from Srila Prabhupada? It's very close, right? The spiritual master is instructing and you follow, and then, you know, your life is successful, right? So if, as a, you know, practicing devotee, if we are able to see that, okay, the instruction coming from my, even, you know, department head is through parampara, then we can make tremendous progress. And we can actually experience happiness as if serving directly. You know, because we see that connection. And if we don't see, then what happens? We'll, you know, we become selective then. You know. Of course, that doesn't mean that, okay, if somebody is, many times services are given and if somebody is not mature, there are ways, you know, to correct. It's not that we have to be a blind follower. We have to keep our intelligence on. At the same time, we have to make sure that the principle we have to keep in mind, that, you know, the services which they come, they are actually, it's as good as we are serving Srila Prabhupada, you know, is coming from him. So that is the second point. So that's why, and Prabhupada is so nicely says that similarly, all other kings on different planets of the universe are representative of Manu. So whatever instructions are getting to Manu, all the kings are supposed to follow. So that means everybody, even below the kings, you know, they also need to follow that. And when we do that, then what happens? You know, collectively, we progress towards, you know, path back home, back to Godhead. We march collectively. Otherwise, what happens? We'll forget the main goal. We go get into the details and, you know, we start fighting and lose interest in Krishna consciousness. That is the worst thing that can happen. So, many times there is this, you know, in spiritual society, why there is need of management, why there is need of hierarchy, you know, these all questions, they come up if, you know, there is some dissatisfaction. The reason is, you know, when Prabhupada was asked, you know, how this Krishna consciousness movement will flourish, he said organization and intelligence. So yeah, for organization, it's, you know, sometimes organization is necessary evil. You know, we may not, you know, like certain things, but no, that is the way to, you know, collectively go further. So purports like this, you know, when we see, then it kind of balances. It, those who are in charge level, they get their lessons, and those who are subordinates, they also get their lessons. And that's the beauty of Srila Prabhupada's purport. He has so nicely make sure that, you know, everybody is educated nicely. So this way, Brahma is telling that, you know, the goal, like, you know, again, like, you know, in this purport, that, you know, the everybody must be educated in Vishnu worship and engaged in devotional service to Rishikesha. This is the purpose of the complete administrative system. One who knows this secret, as disclosed herein, is the perfect administrative head. Otherwise, he is show bottle administrator, you know. It's just for a namesake. So to summarize, we saw that how, and actually there's another statement I heard, that, you know, the spiritual, material well-being follows spiritual well-being. You know, if, you know, we are taken care spiritual nicely, yeah, material things will follow as a shadow. We don't have to worry about it, you know. So to summarize, Brahmaji is telling the duty of administrator that, along with material welfare, the main duty is they should take care of all the subordinates spiritually as well, and the goal is to engage them in Lord Rishikesha's service. And then we saw three is, as administrator, they should enlighten, they should engage, and they should encourage, so that their dependents progress on devotional service. And then we saw, as a subordinate, we saw few examples, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Parikshit, Lord Shri Ram and Prithu Maharaj as the best administrative kings. And we also saw, like, you know, bad administrators, like, you know, Duryodhana and, you know, Vena. And then we saw, as a subordinate, our duty is to make sure we see the connection, how the instructions are coming. And if we see that, then we won't feel spiritually, you know, discharged, or we won't take it as, you know, oh, just mere another task. You know, we'll take it in proper spirit. So with this, we'd like to end with one prayer. It is from Padyavali. Again, it's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Amatihi Kriyatam Yadi Kuto Pilabhyate Tatralaulyam Api Maulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukterna Labhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of life. It can be attained only by paying one price, that is intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. And we are grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he has made this so accessible and available to all of us. So with this, would like to stop. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Chaipu, thank you for a very, very nice class. I really like your point about the three duties of the administrator to... I really like the point about the three duties of the administrator to enlighten or educate, engage, and encourage. Yeah. And then you were talking about the duties of the dependent, and you may kept use that word connect, see the connection. So what is the relationship between seeing the connection and Lord Chaitanya's statement of Gopi Bharta Pada Kamalayor Dasu 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 Dasu? I guess what I'm getting at is that at some point it's, you know, that's, to see that connection, appreciate, you know, the authority, it's not, you can't legislate it, at some point it becomes a matter of the individual's realization. It could only be legislated up to a point. Is that clear what the point I'm trying to make here? I'd like to see here which you elaborate upon what you think is the connection between, you know, seeing the authority. Is it? You think it's a matter of just legislating it, or does it have to be something realized as one advances in devotional service?
Yeah, very nice question, actually. So the question is, when we say that we should see the connection to our authorities, how much can we legislate it? You know, means how much can we emphasize, or should it come from within? So there are two things that when we are in the in a society, many times for administrative purposes, it may be that sometimes our juniors may be the in charge or something, and then we follow them. We have respect for all Vaishnavas, and we follow for sake of the functioning of the society. At the same time, so there are two. One is from the functioning side, as we say that it can be legislated, wherein we say that yes, we follow whoever is our service in charges. But on another thing, you quoted about Gopir Bharatur Padakamalayar Dasa Dasa Anudas. So that is an individual spiritual spiritual practice, wherein even in that connection, if we are able to see that these devotees collectively, they are serving Srila Prabhupada, who is in turn serving Rukmini Dwarkadish. So let me be their servant. So that also can, so there it won't be limited only to the in charges. It can be with one and all devotees, that some devotees say carrying his luggage, let me just go and help him lifting, let me be his servant, because I see him in connection with Krishna. So that is kind of more deep realizations, I can say, than just following the authority for sake of following. So to start with, we do that, so that the functioning is smooth. But eventually, we should go to that mood. Rather, that should be our aspiration, wherein we see everybody as master and we ourselves as a servant. So that's ideal. But to start with, we start here, and then that mood things slowly we keep imbibing, so that then it becomes very sweet.
Thank you very much. That was a beautiful answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, we'll take two questions. And yes, Prabhu. Yeah, welcome to all Brahmacharis coming for the Brahmachari camp.
Thank you for a great talk. And I hope this question is not too much of a tangent, but I'll ask it anyways, even if it might be. What's the nature of God's senses, and how does successful administration please those senses?
Oh, Lord's senses are not material. They are Lord's, he's Sachidananda Vigraha, right? Lord is, his senses, they can do any part of sense, can do function of any other part, Angani yasya sakalendriya urtimanti, pashyanti panti kalayanti chiranjaganti. Krishna can eat by eyes. So that is the nature of Lord's senses. They are transcendental. Any sense can function of any other sense. So that's the answer of first question. Second question was how the good administration pleases Lord's senses, right? See, for a father, the greatest joy is when his left out son is rectified and brought back home. Got that point? So if a father has if he's a millionaire and he has a son who is drug addict and he went back, he's living in slums. So if somebody goes and kindly, nicely educates him and brings back in the father's home, the father becomes happy. That's true, right? So same way, all of us in material world, we are all forgotten sons of our millennial father, Lord Krishna. We are rebellious, so we came here. And the devotees, and those who are in, like, you know, if the administration, as is mentioned here, if they go out, reach to them, and then, you know, educate and, you know, bring them back, again become devotees, perfect their life, go back to spiritual world. This is called reclaiming the spirit souls. Like, you know. So when it does, then naturally Krishna becomes happy. So that's how, when the administration provides the facility for one to become a devotee, Krishna is becoming happy. Why? This is the connection. His lost sons are getting reclaimed. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. We'll take last question. Yeah, please.
Hare Krishna. What if some administrator, he acted on, like King Vena, he did something very bad, but it is not punished like King Vena. So what will happen to him if he's still on that position?
So we may see the, you know, only immediate what is in front of our eyes and see that, okay, whether the punishment is getting becoming made or not. But the spirit soul is eternal, and, you know, if some karmas are not getting punished in this life, eventually they will come, unless some becomes, you know, pure devotee and all the karmas are, you know, burnt. Classic example of Dhritarashtra. He's in one of his previous life, he had killed 100, birds or, you know, some animal. So he was supposed to get that reaction back, but then first of all he has to have enough pious credit to get 100 sons, and then his sons were supposed to get killed. So the punishment may not be immediate. When there is a Lord, the punishment is immediate. Like, you know, we had Gopal Chapal. He offended Srivast Thakur. Immediately his nose fell off. There was another smart Brahman. He offended Haridas Thakur. His nose fell off. Immediate punishment. Because Lord was present there. But then there was immediate rectification and reclamation also. In our case, one good thing is that there is no immediate punishment. Otherwise, I don't know, my body would have fallen off. But then, if we don't rectify, the punishment will come eventually. Because we are talking about, here the eternal journey of soul. We are not speaking, it's not only connected with one lifetime. I'll end with one quote, scriptural quote. When Yamunacharya was doing debate with this Kolahal Pandit in the king's court, he said that, you know, the king is sinful because 1/6 of the karma of all the citizens is going to come to the king. So, but king is enjoying, right? Our kings, they fly in Air Force One, right? So is 1/6 of karma, how come? It will come next life or maybe next. You know, unless some devotee intervenes. You know. Does that answer your question? So to summarize, if we see some administrator doing something wrong and he is not getting punished, if we are in charge, we try to rectify. If not, you know, we leave it. But they'll get rectified. Eventually, they'll get rectified within, you know, course of time. So, does that answer your question? Yeah. Okay. Jai, we'll stop here. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai. Srila Prabhupada ki chai. Nitaya Gaur Premanande Ribo.
So muting. Oh, muting. Normally you want to keep that in the green page.
Oh, okay.
And then once you turn it on, then it's called material progress that is baffling.
Yeah.
Normally you would have a switch that's very obvious, but now you've made the lightning switch and nobody can figure it out.
Okay, where's the switch?
Doing kirtan by yourself.
Okay.
Mic is so that others can hear you so they can follow. But if you're chanting by yourself, your voice is loud enough.